This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can make the argument the most important thing you will ever give to your child is their name.
Okay.
And people take this very seriously, right? I mean, you did it, Kimmy. You watch your friends mull and, you know, stress
create
over what
charts.
You got it.
Pros and cons.
Which is why it's so surprising that a pretty significant number of Americans regret the name they gave their kid.
But, I mean, in the, how can it really affect your life that much?
Did you just ask that question?
Like, who cares about your name?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. About 1 in 10 Americans say they regret the name they gave to their baby.
They start getting weird.
Well, how long do
you know?
You know
what I mean, man.
Put a pin in that.
Do we know how long it took for them to regret? Like, was this something that they regret right away? Or is it, like, over time and seeing how that name shakes out in the long run?
Like, we do not know how long it took. But we do know 10% of Americans regret naming their kid, which I know sounds like a small number. But when it comes to regretting what you named a human, that's a pretty big number.
Because that means it bothers you. Like, it eats away at you. That you named your kid the wrong name.
Okay, it could be something that you have a problem with. It could be an effect it has on your child.
Yeah,
that
like
you
maybe
know.
A nickname you didn't see coming.
Oh.
Well, here, we can break down the issues.
Because the three of us have very base names.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you're
Pat, Tom, Tommy, and Kimmy, pretty base.
No, but Kimmy's parents gave her a nickname for a name.
That's true.
Think about that. She's not Kimberly. She's not Kim.
It's just Kim.
Hey, thank God in this town, you're not Kimberly.
Well, why don't you tell the people that meet her at our events? I remember listening to you.
Not that Kim. Not that Kim.
So we do have a little bit of insight as to why parents regretted naming their kids. All right, so 15% of parents say they heard their baby's name mocked after they gave it to them. Like something along the lines of either it sounds like something or rhymes with something, like Pimple Face Patty or Wide Clyde or my personal favorite from my childhood, Crying Ryan.
Oh, I wonder who came up with that.
Come on, Cry Ryan's great, especially for a guy that keeps crying. He's always crying. But like, if you're a parent and you're trying to come up with names, it is very important to rhyme as many things as you can.
Hateful.
And like, see what that name sounds like with the last name.
Yep.
Because like, that could also be an issue.
You got it.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy accidentally backed into the greatest morning show name of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy Coffee.
Yeah. People think I made it up.
Nope. She's not that creative. Then, on top of that, not only do you have to worry about names that rhyme with words that'll be hurtful, you also have to hope that along the way there isn't new slang that could also rhyme with your kid's
name. But that's like trying to predict the future when it's impossible.
You can't do anything about it. Yeah. But it does happen. It does show up. Another 15% of parents decided they preferred their child's middle name after they named them and are calling them their middle name.
I do know a lot of people growing up that went by their middle name so much that like when I finally, I think like it was like when we graduated and they say your full name walking across the stage. I was like, wait, that kid's name has been William the whole time?
It's always
like,
it's when
Theodore.
No, like you would have a sub in class and they would like be doing attendance and all of a sudden it's like, who the hell? But when do you decide that you're going to decide to tell your kid that's your name now, your middle name? Because like, you'd have to have a sit down with like your partner and the child and say, we are now referring to you as this name.
Do you think it just happens naturally, though?
But why would
like
you
when you're calling your kid, what you're calling your kid around the house, maybe? I don't know.
But why would you just all of a sudden start using their middle name?
So
it's easier to say.
Like, my oldest brother, I only call him by his I guess it's kind of like his slang for his name.
What do you got?
Well, I just call him Jerry.
Okay, but his name is?
Jerome. Nobody calls him Jerome. So I just call him every, because all his buddies in school just always called him Jerry. And it used to piss my parents off.
Because they wanted the full Jerome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they would always refer to you as your full name. Because they were dicks.
Well, no, but I mean, look, you're in defense of your parents, and I get that they were dicks. I've heard the stories. I mean, they chose that name. I'm sure they put a lot of thought into that name.
Right. No, they didn't. They just renamed names. You know how Italians do. So my sister...
It is funny. There are only 7 Italian names in the whole world.
Right. And they just regurgitate. Everybody's going to be a Michael somewhere in their name. So my sister's name was Lorraine.
Lorraine.
It's not a beautiful name.
But it sounds Southern Florida in the 1970s.
But she's from Jersey.
I know.
Born on Long Island.
It all kind of worked out.
All right. Nobody ever called her Lorraine. All her friends called her Rainey.
Okay.
So my parents hated that because they didn't think it through. But my parents were also not that creative.
Yeah, but I could see like old school stuff shirt people like your parents. Yeah. By the way, why would you not go with Jerome? Jerome is a great name.
He hated it. I don't know if he hated it, but his buddies just called him Jerry.
Man, I would. I want to be Jerome.
I was going to say, I think my husband has a buddy named Jerome, but everybody calls him Rome.
Yeah.
Not Jerry.
Right.
If my name was Jerome, I would insist that everybody call me Jerome.
So yeah, but you shorten it just naturally, I think, though. Like, eventually it'll morph into something else. Love it or hate it.
Romay.
So I had an aunt. Her name was Victoria.
Okay.
But you can't get more douchey than that, man. Like, you're like
There's
royalty.
A lot of Victorias.
Nobody called her that outside.
Vicky.
Everybody called her Aunt Tori. Vic or Aunt Vicky or Aunt V. And she hated all that. She always, my name is Victoria.
But I mean, it's
like she's sitting on a throne. Shut up.
Well, wait a minute. If she takes pride in what she was named, why would you not refer to her by what she wants to be called?
Because nobody wants to say full names.
Oh, my God.
It sounds so pretentious.
It does. Don't you feel funny calling somebody by like their full, if they have like a longer name? I feel like it's so formal.
You imagine you and I are going back and forth, Patrick and Thomas.
Yeah.
Okay, well, but
it's
here's
like two ass wipes.
Like, here's the thing. Not like now.
Yeah.
Not
we're,
like the
we're
well
cool.
The well informed smart gentleman we are.
We're cool ass mops.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. 1 in 10 parents say they regret the name that they gave to their child. We're going through the reasons here. The final 20%, by the way, is exactly what your brother said.
Yeah.
Parents preferred a nickname that they gave to the kid. And yeah, you know, Tommy to Thomas, mm-hmm. all that stuff. But like, it's funny. The proper name versus the nickname allows me to know how people know me when they address me.
All right.
Because I always say, like, most people call me Duffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, people that I know from way back in the day call me Pat. And then I know, like, I always say Patrick is for grandmas and girlfriends.
Yeah.
So, like, if somebody calls me Patrick, I know you from my, you are a parent of my buddy from back in the day.
All right.
I'm surprised that more people haven't had regrets about their kid's name based on that name being ruined over time. Whether it's, like, a character in a movie that, like, ruined it for people or an actual celebrity or something that ruined that name for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Or if you named your kid after your favorite celebrity.
And
but
it
could be that too. Or that just you just happen to have the same name as that person.
How many Britneys, Tiffanys, and Aidens do you run into?
Who's Aiden named after?
He was a major star in Sex and the City.
Oh, he was?
Yeah. And I know a lot of women that name their kid after the hot guy in Sex and the City. One's on the radio.
I love right now the way you're dressed with your legs crossed, describing to me Aiden was a major character on Sex and the City. Did you catch it? She was a Samantha.
He was a heartthrob, man.
Shut up, man.
He was also a Northern Exposure. Very good kid.
I don't know what that is.
It's a show before your time.
Okay.
But people in the 90s get it, man.
Man! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There's been some folks sitting on hold. Let's talk to Pete. Hey, Petey, how are you, buddy?
Hey. So it wasn't until recently that my mother regretted naming my sister Karen, because she is a Karen.
Yeah, I feel that's a tough one. I feel for all Karens right now.
Because Karen's lived a long time before that name got that reputation.
It's also not a pretty name.
Well, yeah, Carrie, you shortened it to Carrie.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
by the way, that was a horrible movie.
Well, Pete, does she have a nickname or does she strictly go by Karen?
I used to call her Carrot.
Carrot. Okay, that's not better.
but you know, that was the name that stuck. So,
all right, Petey, thanks for the call, buddy. How do you not feel for Karens right now?
Oh,
yeah,
it's horrible.
It's tough.
Right, because like that's the first thing you think, and they all look the same. All Karens look the same.
I've talked to a couple of Karens that have called into our show, and they feel the need to always say afterwards, "I'm a Karen, but I'm not really a Karen."
And that's going to live on forever.
I know.
That's going to be a thing for Gen X and millennials until we die.
Yeah.
She's a Karen. Ugh.
So I have like nieces and nephews that have had kids.
Okay.
And they've given their names completely different names. They've named their
They've given the names different names?
Bro, like one's named after a bird.
What's okay.
And the other one is just Finn.
Well, oh, I know a couple of Finnegans, yeah.
No, it's
no, it's just Finn. It's I know people that just
no
went
Finnegan.
Finn.
Yeah. It's Finn.
Oh. I know
F-I-N-N.
Finn. No, I think about it. I don't know if he's a Finnegan or a Finn, but they call the kid Finn.
I don't get it.
I think that's more common than you think.
You don't like Finn?
No.
Why?
What are you on, the
I'm
Danish
surprised.
Hockey
you watch,
team?
You watch a ton of British...
It's weird that he's a Finnish on the Danish hockey team.
I don't
he's
know.
He's a Finn on the Danish hockey team. You could have gone with Finland, you idiot. They're called
Wasn't Finland
Finns.
And Denmark close?
You... I think so, yeah,
Don't
actually.
They touch? Or close to touching?
Shut up.
As somebody, and I know you watch a ton of like British television shows, like Finns are all over the place.
Yeah, but that's Britain.
Loaded with Finns.
Like you gotta name your kid Penelope.
Yeah,
there
Penelope.
Are Penelopes.
You don't like Penelope?
No. That sounds like a real...
Don't you dare.
But you know.
There are three-year-old Penelopes.
Be careful.
Don't you dare.
Bro, you know.
New round of Penelopes coming up.
You're never going to want to date a Penelope.
Well, okay, but you would say the same thing about a name like Stella or Claire, my daughter's names, if I didn't.
Those are quality, beautiful names.
Oh, is that what they are?
Yes.
Like, my wife and I, when we were naming our kids, we made a concerted effort to have a name that was unique enough, but not too unique.
Yeah, it's a little bit old school.
Oh, look at you. I love this. Yeah, no, that's
I kind of get it, man.
I
yeah,
like
yeah.
that old school yes. Penelope.
There are a couple of good ones.
Oh, you... I was upset, though. Like, I've said this before on the show. All of a sudden, like, the year that we named our daughter Stella,
mm-hmm.
and, like, we didn't, like, look at books or anything. Right. We just liked the name. Everybody named their kid Stella. Oh. Everybody has a Stella now. My daughter Stella has friends named Stella. My youngest daughter has a friend named Stella. It's all Stellas.
Do you think some of it has to do with the popularity of that beer?
Yes. Because that may or may not have played a part in our daughter Stella.
Well, I'm just really? Saying. That's another name I could think of that like you would name it after like your favorite
a product.
Beer.
Yes.
We know people that have named their kids after the thing that they enjoy the most.
And the thing that ruined their lives.
Yes.
Yeah, that is probably a regret.
And you think there are like Yetis
heroes?
Out there?
What's oh, Yeti?
I'm just thinking of like name brand stuff that Yeti? Like you love. Like, is it does anybody out there name their kid like Yeti
there
or something?
Without question, kids
there's
got to
be a
the
Yeti.
South and Midwest
oh yeah, there's
name.
A Yeti,
right? Yeti McGillicuddy.
Yeti Johnson.
No, Yeti Johnson is much better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.